It's The Takeaway. I'm Matt Katz, in for Melissa Harris-Perry. Midterm election season has got just 5 days to go. It feels like these midterms have been going on forever, and they kind of have. The very first primary election of the season was held over 8 months ago. It's hard to maintain voter enthusiasm and interest for this stuff for 8 months straight. So Democrats and Republicans have been ramping it up in these final weeks. Former President Trump has made appearances in Arizona and Texas. And President Biden, Senator Bernie Sanders, and former President Obama are stumping for candidates in Wisconsin, Florida, and...
It is good to be back in Nevada.
The question is, will it be enough? This week's NPR PBS NewsHour and Marist poll found that some of the key voter groups for Democrats are now feeling way less enthusiastic than Republicans are about voting. Joining me now is Lee Merengoff, director of the Marist Institute for Public Opinion at Marist College. Thanks for being here, Lee.
My pleasure, Matt.
So which groups of Democratic voters aren't feeling the energy right now? Can you suss that out for us?
Sure. I mean, when we look at the adults as a whole and then kind of look at who are the definite voters in all this, we see some drop off among the key Democratic constituencies, especially among people who are 19 to 30 years of age. So calling it the Gen Z millennial group or the people under 30, whatever you want to call it, however you want to label it, that's the group that seems to be the least gnawing at the bit here as far as the election is concerned. We see it also to a lesser degree, but a significant degree among people of color. And we're not seeing the kind of overwhelming turnout among women, especially in the suburbs, who were scoring higher in the summer months immediately following the Dobbs decision. So overall, we look at it and around the country, we see that 88% of Republicans say they're definitely going to vote, but 82% of Democrats say the same. So there is that kind of drop off, and that's some concern, I assume, for the Democrats here in the closing days.
You mentioned the Supreme Court decision in Dobbs. What happened to this surge in Democratic voter interest and engagement over abortion after that decision? It seemed to be feverish at the time. What happened?
Well, inflation happened, and the economy and concern over that, which is the number one issue overall, and definitely the number one issue among Republicans. I should say that it's a little misleading because people don't necessarily single issue vote. They very often, you know, conflate a lot of different issues to come up with sort of a landscape picture of what they're thinking, their perspective. But the Democrats and Republicans are just totally two different worlds here. For the Republicans, it's inflation, it's immigration, it's crime. For Democrats, it's preserving the democracy, it's abortion, and then inflation is there, but not obviously on the top of their mind. So the electorate has changed from the summer months, and you know, there's that concern that Democrats have. And if you take the preserving the democracy and add to it abortion, then you do get some very significant numbers. And that's why this is all very close. It's not that the Democrats are getting blown away or that Republicans are on their way to the landslide shellacking that often happens in the president's first midterm election, that where the party out of power often gets clobbered. That's not what we're looking at, but we're looking at the kind of situation where it may be atypically close, but the Democrats could be doing a lot better in terms of taking a bigger slice of the economy concerns, which right. Republicans are seen as better able to handle.
You also found that 62% of Democrats said they had already voted or planned to vote. So that seems pretty high. Can you help make sense of that?
Yes. As soon as you say something about the midterm elections of 2022, you have to characterize it and say, well, let me qualify that a little bit. So yeah, Democrats vote early and tend to do that either in person or but especially by absentee or mail ballot. And Republicans are day of voters. And that's why we see such a difference depending on what vote is counted earlier, like in Pennsylvania, when the absentee ballots aren't counted till the end, the Republican candidates will be way in front We call it kind of the red mirage here. It's going to be way in front. And then all of a sudden, they dump in the early vote, and the Democrats, like 2020, suddenly become a very different picture. So, yeah, you have this situation here where you got the early vote versus the day of vote. That's nothing new. We saw it back in Obama's two presidential races, where McCain in 2008 and Romney in 2012 actually won the election day vote. It was the earlier vote that the Democrats had run up the total, and that was proved to be the difference. Right now, we see more and more early voting, in part a reaction to COVID, but also just, you know, that's the way people prefer to vote right now, and they can avoid long lines by getting to the polls earlier, and bigger groups vote early. And yes, the Democrats are the ones who are showing up now and in larger numbers than is typically the case for a midterm election. In fact, it comes close to where we were in a presidential election year. So that is a factor working in favor of the Democrats.
I just want to take a look at another finding from this NPR PBS Marist poll. 59% of Americans said it's better for Congress and the White House to be controlled by the same party. What's that about it? And is one political party or the other driving that?
Yeah, that is also a factor working. It's the enthusiasm of the Republicans. But then for the first time in over a decade, we're seeing by over 20-point margin, people are telling us that it's better to have the president and Congress of the same political party like we have right now. And that speaks to, well, maybe we shouldn't start throwing out the Democrats out of Congress, because then we get that kind of dysfunction, the stalemate that people are so fed up with. So there's an interest here in kind of moving things forward. It probably would have been stronger had the Democrats been messaging about this, where they could be talking about what their accomplishments were, and we don't want to go backwards to divided government. They haven't been making that case, and yet the numbers are reflecting by Democrats 3-1 are saying that. Republicans, shockingly, are actually even on that question. So again, when we talk about the midterm elections, I think it all adds up to greater uncertainty, less predictability, because you have so many unusual things, not the least of which is you have a current president and a former president who are both making this sort of a referendum on them. It's usually the former president vanishes and you're having just the current president, right, who's having to fight off all the issues and the like. But right now you have Donald Trump having been such an important figure in the nomination process, in a lot of these Senate races, which probably wouldn't have been as close had not some of the candidates who ended up with the Republican nomination having been there because of Donald Trump having gotten them into the race, like the Herschel Walkers and the Dr. Oz's. Those are people that were brought into this by Donald Trump. They were good primary candidates. It's been a tougher sell for the general electorate in the fall. That's why we're seeing not the kind of shellacking we think that is the type of situation that a first-term, midterm for the party in power typically has as a result.
Lee Mierenkopf is the director of the Marist Institute for Public Opinion at Marist College. Lee, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thank you, Matt.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.